What up? It's the On Deck TV podcast. Welcome to episode 294. We're going over the first quarter's winners and losers. Felt like we needed a cooler reset over here at the On Deck TV podcast. Also, go check out everything on the network, realvillemedia.com, all the other podcasts.
Absolutely, man. All the other podcasts include Full Sport Press with my homie Big Jeff, J Hove, and How Weezy. They are doing the player playoffs for the Western Conference. That's the conference that they're doing. Y'all check that out. And of course, also subscribe to their YouTube feed as well. Watch the boys over there at FSP. And don't forget, Fresh for Dummies podcast. Me and my dog J Hove, our latest issue is up now. Check us out every 1st and 15th of the month. But let's get to this rap shit. Do what the business is.
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown? If you're looking for me on socials, it's Animal_Brown.
I am Spike Lou on everything that you're looking for me for.
Absolutely, man. Producer M Extra was good.
That's your boy M Extra. M Extra 3 on all things social media.
Fresh
related.
Haircut.
That's why you were late.
Yeah, man. Had us waiting all day. You got a fresh
all
cut.
Day. Never late. I'm always on time. Oh, man. Even when I'm late.
What you have on deck for the weekend, Lou?
Got to go to the Slim and Huskies pop-up shop down at the Trap Museum. Pretty cool. Got to holler Clinton. Got to holler EJ and Demo. Mm-hmm. And it was like a cooler Tennessee State reunion down there.
Nice
night.
Got they to wouldn't let me there. In, though.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
They wouldn't let me in.
You're the only person in the world that couldn't get in a free party with no security, no bouncer, yeah. No nothing.
No, that was secure. Stop. Like, that was security.
You walked up. Look, you walked up and they stopped letting people in. That's like when you walked up.
And you wanted me to buck the system. So he could.
Yeah, man.
You
gotta, who was going to do something?
All you had to do is say, I was already here, man. My pizza right there.
The nigga with the security and the taser, he not going to make an example out of me. What I look like getting tased so somebody can put on World Star?
To your credit, wifey was with you. So
see?
I get it.
That would have made me more reason for me to get
me?
In.
No, just not. Like that. They was being petty all the way around, though. Like you literally were the only person that they stopped.
Special shout out, old girl that won the Grand Hustle TV show was the number one hater.
That was your dog too. Yeah, yeah. That was your dog when we was doing the show.
I had to unfollow her and everything.
She unfollowed her.
I had to unfollow her. That was it.
Shout out Slim and Huskies, man. Nice little presence
petty,
they had going on down
petty
there.
Petty wop.
Man, that was funny, though.
Absolutely.
And she went and told them not to let you in.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Like, she went back and she was like, hey, him right there. He didn't go through the front. Don't let him in.
She must not know, man. It's all good, man.
I think she knows very well.
It makes sense. What's good? What you have on deck?
I went to the same event as well Friday night.
Rub it in?
Yeah, I was there. Great pizza by Slim and Huskies. They coming to Howell Mill, folks, so get ready.
Here in Atlanta. Yeah, Slim and Huskies, man.
And then I took it. Sunday, I went out to Pont City Market, grab some food. Shout out to H&F Burgers, one of the best burgers in Atlanta. Mm. So, yeah, that's about it.
Fair enough, man. I ain't do shit.
How was the Whole Foods vegan?
Went to that new Whole Foods downtown.
You hype?
Yeah.
You hype? That's why you didn't
Whole
get into Slim and Huskies.
Whole Foods 500. Yeah, I know. I'm hot about that.
That's why you couldn't get in. You're at Whole Foods with Soccer Mall.
That's how you know I'm washed. I'm excited to go to the new Whole Foods.
It looked lit, though.
It's fire, though.
It's tough. It's lit. Four levels. It's super tough.
That's definitely on my plan. That's my weekend agenda to get down to that Whole Foods. I ain't going to lie.
That grocery store is on your plans for the
weekend. Yeah, that's what I'm super washed. Like, that's near the top, too.
With
like,
no kids.
It's like 1-2. Real speed.
All right, man. Let's get back into the groove of things. Man, we got a lot to talk about on this issue. Of course, we're going to break down the first quarter winners and losers, but you know how we get down. We got a couple of topics. First, let's talk Kodak Black again for what seems like the
I can't even roll in peace
fifth time in a row. Kodak Black caused a little bit of a stir last week when the video of him went viral of him talking about Lauren London. It kind of seemed like he was shooting his shot or whatnot. You know how kind of reckless he can get on IG Live. Now, there's not a person on earth that wouldn't say at best, this was just bad timing.
Right.
But the hip-hop community took it even worse than that. The Game, T.I., they were very vocal. Power 106 stopped playing his music. Even the Trap Music Museum took his photos and his whole section down from the museum. Now, my question is simply, are people overreacting?
I think people are overreacting. I think in a situation like this, you don't benefit any if you can't teach Kodak Black anything. And you don't teach Kodak Black anything by going to Instagram and addressing him. You don't teach him anything by not playing his music. You don't teach him anything by saying we're boycotting Kodak Black. Kodak Black is a young man. I don't think that he's fully developed the thought process to be in the position that he's in, but he's there. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of people that follow him. A lot of people probably that follow him think the same way that he thinks when he was speaking to Lauren London. What someone should have said is you don't have that conversation on IG. You can have that conversation with your homeboys, decide if you feel like that. But this ain't the place to have that conversation, especially while so many people are mourning this man's death.
Right.
So if I'm T.I., if this is not about me, and it's about Lauren London, it's about Nipsey Hussle, and it's about keeping Kodak, a young brother who had a lot of potential, no one can deny that, why am I going to Instagram addressing him? I said this before, and I'll let you get in just a second, but I said this before, and I'm going to continue to it, and nobody can say that I don't like T.I. because like, I'm probably one of the biggest T.I. fans, you know that.
Yeah.
But he continuously putting his name in shit that he don't have anything to do with, and if you're going to address it like an OG, then be an OG. Don't be a me first person and go to IG and say, hey, listen, Kodak, and put your expeditiously words on there. Like, that makes no sense.
What was the word?
It's expeditiously, however he said expeditiously.
Oh, okay.
But to be serious, if he was really trying to make an impact into what Kodak was saying, if he was trying to say, hey, little bro, like, I get it, just not right now, you reach out to him directly. You don't go to IG, you don't go to your followers.
See, here's the thing about the whole reach out to him directly shit. The comment was made in public, on a public forum, on a social media forum. Therefore, you are opening the door to get any type of support, repercussions, whatever it is going to be on social media because that's where you put it to begin with. Now, I will say this. Does this have anything to do with T.I.? Of course not. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody but honestly Lauren London. But we know that she's not probably in the right headspace to even hear this right now. So, yes, it will take somebody else to step out and somebody respected in the hip-hop community. Who else better than Mr. Clifford Harris to go online and just check Kodak Black? Like, you're never too old or too young to get checked. Like, you keep telling me he's young, he's 16, 20,
right.
Bruh, he's been air quotes young for a very long time.
You're absolutely right in everything that you said, with the exception of the fact he did it in public, so we got to get addressed in public. Like,
He opens the door for it,
but it goes to, is T.I. trying to serve himself, or is he trying to serve Kodak Black or the culture? Don't come saying you're defending the culture when you're putting this on IG. If you're defending the culture, you care about the effect that it has on this young man, how he should have went about it, then you talk to him directly. Kodak Black was in Atlanta that night. He had a show in Atlanta. T.I., I don't know if he was in Atlanta, but I would assume he was, because I feel like he wouldn't have reached out if he wasn't somewhere in the vicinity. I say that to say he could have pulled up on him. You ain't even got to make it a phone call. You can go see him face to face, and it ain't got to be anything disrespectful. It can be an OG to a young guy. Look, you ain't got to agree with me. You ain't got to listen to nothing that I say, but I at least want you to hear this from me.
Yeah.
Because everybody else going to tell you down. And I tell you what happens when you tell somebody like Kodak Black down and you cancel him, you get him out of here. I don't want to see Kodak Black not rapping. I don't want to see like a little shithead like that. Like, he don't even have enough sense to like slick keep this going. Every week we talking about something that he say on IG. We talking about his judgment. I don't want to see him not successful. I don't want to see him not with his songs played on the radio. I would rather see him successful. I would rather see him grow and learn from this. And I say the only way that you're able to do that is if you address him directly. Well, like, you don't go to IG. And I said the same thing that Jay Prince, like, you don't go to the kids in their mediums and platforms, even though it may deem effective to you in that moment, it's not going to be effective as you want it to be on down the line. And I think that's what we need to look at Kodak on down the line, because there's a generation of kids that look up to him.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a generation of kids that look up to him.
That's the problem. So if you're trying to tear him down, no, you got to build him up. Like, no, T.I. can't think that he's going to come in, correct Kodak Black, and those people are going to be like, you know what, T.I.'s right, I'm going to listen to him now. No, you missed that generation, bro. It's over for you in that generation. But you can reach out to the generation of people that are coming up like you, like a Kodak Black would look at T.I. and be like, okay, you're a real dude. I may disagree with you in this situation, but at least you had some respect for me to reach out to me.
Here's the thing. First of all, it's not 1999 anymore. It's 2019. I don't need to pick up a phone to call anybody anymore. That's what we have social media for.
Nah, that's everybody else's business. No, then you're putting it in everybody else's business.
No. You're making it known that this will not be tolerated. Like, we get shitted on by people outside of the culture. We don't need people inside infiltrating and doing the same shit.
Absolutely.
Dude. That's what you're not going
to
do.
Absolutely. And that's why you have those conversations amongst yourself if you're able to. Nah. I understand. Like, if it's somebody that can't get in touch with Kodak Black, if it's me or you or someone of that nature, then of course, go to social media, air him out, do your little thank pieces and all that stuff if you got a blog. Feel free. But if you're T.I., you hold a bigger responsibility than to go to IG and dispute with a kid.
Nah,
a kid.
Nah, nah.
You got children his age. So you let your son go to IG and argue with him. You don't do that.
So you don't think Kodak learns anything from this?
I don't, because I heard the half-hearted apology, and the only reason I feel like that he apologized is because everybody mad at me. He still don't understand what he did wrong.
Right, and that's my point. Mm-hmm. He doesn't understand. So Situations like this will have to continue until he understands. So you have to be held accountable.
I'm going to use your word. I think he's too dense in order to... Yeah, well. This to be something that affect him, and he'll be like, well, you know what, last time T.I. did this, man, on IG, so I ain't gonna do it this time. But if it come up again, he'd be like, man, you remember that time I said about Lauren Lee and T.I. called me, or we had the show in Atlanta and T.I. pulled up on me? That means stuff to kids, right. Well, not kids, but young men,
right.
Older men who they can look up to and say, hey, this is how you should handle this, young brother.
But how they communicate now, though.
Right.
But you don't have to dumb yourself down to the generation.
I don't think
it's dumbing down. Yes, it is. Technology is.
You're doing what they're doing. It's the same thing, like I said with JP. You can't do what kids do to communicate with kids. Parents don't do that.
Let me ask you this.
You don't dumb yourself down to a child's level.
T.I. in the video looked like he just woke up. Do you really think he was thinking at that level? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, let me call him and do it. I don't think he did. I think he was just reacting to what he
Good
heard.
Point. And to that, I would say, then quit acting like you're putting on a cape and running to the defense of hip hop. This was self-serving.
He's an elder statesman.
All right, then be an elder statesman and have a conversation. Don't run to IG fresh off because you seen something pop on your phone and Kodak Black said, you don't even, like.
He was mad.
It's off of what, and that's fine, but he's older than Kodak Black. I can't react the same way that I reacted when I was 21 if I'm mad when I'm 37. I can't do that.
So my point is, if you somebody said something about your friend, mm-hmm. right, who just right. tragically was murdered,
right,
you probably doesn't even have this guy's number. Mm-hmm. So your first reaction is to react. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. With 2019,
and
you're reacting
what, with my friends.
IG.
Yeah. You know who I'm calling my friends. I'm not going and this just may be a me thing because I don't think I've ever went to IG Live. But I guess this may be what you're saying, but if I were that upset, Instagram is not the first place that I would go. And I thought that T.I.'s thought process would be the same because of everything that he's put out there in all the previous years.
He's a public figure, though.
Yeah, his platform is bigger than yours, so his impact is to make a statement.
I will say this, too. I don't think people are overreacting because this is like strike 12.
Oh, yeah. People have the debt. Like, okay, don't get it confused with me excusing it or saying that it was right.
Oh,
like,
good.
It's perfectly fine that people reacted the way that they reacted. I think that I just expect more out of someone like T.I. I expect Game to go on Instagram and say this.
He was tripping.
Who was?
Game was tripping.
Like, I expect that, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, I expect that. And I think every week I come up here with T.I., I hold him in a different regard. It's just the respect that I have for him and everything that he's put out there and the body of work that he has. I think that engaging in these simple matters, it doesn't do well for him.
Game was – he was bullshitting. We've mentioned Game's name once this year, and it was only because
on some bullshit.
He shitted on Kanye's wife in the rap and his little – the little low-key video of him doing his album release part, and then you turn around and say, like, stop, bro. He was real close to Nipsey, though.
But I'm saying
so he put it in a different way.
That's true.
My point in bringing Game up is that he is in the same conversation when you're talking about a response because he did the same thing that T.I. did. I don't expect T.I. and Game to run to the same medium. So
no,
like
a lot of people did,
said,
though.
I don't look at T.I. like those people, is what I'm saying.
But I think
T.I. is a different person from those people, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you're missing the human element of it all.
That's
so my point is the human element, especially with Game himself, mm-hmm. is because they were real close. So
Gilly was close too. Yeah, he took offense to it as well.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah, Gilly said something as well.
It's fine. Like, listen, man, I can't dictate how people respond to it. I just think my expectations of the response from T.I. A little bit higher than what they were.
Yeah. I don't understand what he's supposed to do. Yeah. Nothing. He just gonna not say nothing?
I told you supposed to call him, bro.
But no, that's what I told. That's what I've been saying for 5 minutes.
People can't be let off the hook by doing this shit in public and acting the ass. Even Kodak's homeboy in the video was like, "Bro, you're doing too much." Yeah, he's too soon.
Listen though, just because T.I. doesn't respond on Instagram and you don't see it does not mean he's letting them off the hook.
Oh, that's true.
No, but people need to know that, though. I think people need to know that. I think they need, people need to know.
And you know what? And you know what? That's on Kodak Black. All I need to do as the OG is reach out to him, have the conversation. And if Kodak Black down the line want to be like, you know who reached out to me and made me realize that this was wrong? T.I.
If this was strike one, I'd understand.
I don't got nothing to do with how many strikes. I'm just saying I look at it from T.I.'s vantage point. I'm not even judging Kodak Black because Kodak Black has already let me down.
P tried that, though.
And that's a great point that you bring up, and I think that's part of the reason and part of the way that T.I. should have looked at it and reached out and refrained for a second. Kodak Black is screaming for someone to help him. He didn't work with P. He didn't talked about he sprung on the old head. From Onyx. He's screaming for somebody to be like, hey, y'all help me because I don't know what to do. I keep saying this dumb shit. I keep getting this this backlash from the media. I think that I'm just being me. I think that I'm doing what you guys did before me, but nobody's helping them. Everybody's just like pointing their finger and saying, no, don't do that from Instagram. You can't do that.
This is the last thing I'm going to say, and it's one thing when you're 21 and you're young and dumb with no resources. It's a whole nother thing when you're 21 and you've got resources galore like Kodak Black, and people have tried to reach out. Charlamagne has tried to fuck with
him.
P has tried to fuck with him. It's inexcusable when you got resources, though. Yeah. That's my only knock on the whole he young and all of that shit. Yeah. That can only fly but for so long.
He's habitual at this point.
Yeah, that's what's
going. And I think he's screaming for help, and somebody has to help him.
Moving on, man. Let's take it up top to New York. Jim Jones. He's worn several hats over his extensive career. Now you can add consultant to his resume. The artist announced on IG that he is starting his own consulting firm to help up-and-coming artists navigate the rap game. Now, Lou, if you were an underground rapper with a little bit of a budget, would you reach out to Jones for his services?
Yeah, I could see. Jim Jones is a smart businessman. He was behind a lot of the marketing and promotion with Dipset. A whole lot of the video direction and just part of it being a movement and more than a click. The clothing, everything that you've seen, I feel like Jim Jones had a hand in it, and he had a hand in it from being a hype man.
Yep.
Jim Jones has built a hell of a career in hip-hop, and I think that he could offer some good advice to people who are coming up in the game. Shit, he's managed to be relevant for the last 10 years, and he ain't had a hit in God knows how long.
Balling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, since balling. So I feel like that he can at least, and I ain't going to tell you he can tell you how to be a superstar and get your song on the radio, but if you're trying to make a living off being a rapper, I think Jim Jones has a lot of vital information that he can share with young kids.
Man, parts of me wants to say yes, and parts of me wants to say no. The part of me that wants to say no was Jim Jones last year selling VL phone service, Vamp Life phones, Vamp Life service, and then the Vamp Life clothes, which is just knockoff versions of, you know, more popular clothes, except with Vamp Life replacing the logo.
Hello,
VL.
That's trash. But the other part of me wants to say, like you said, he's been in the game going over a decade easy. He's seen multiple facets of the game, from video directing, from being an artist, to even being on TV with Love and Hip Hop and then breaking off and doing his own show with his gal. So he's kind of seen several different angles. So, hey, if I'm somebody who thinks maybe I can make it in the music game and then I can segue into maybe something bigger like TV, then I may break off Jones with a little bit of change. It depends on what he's talking about that ticket is. But then the other half of me thinking Jones just throwing shit up against the wall to see what'll stick.
But I think
damn.
I think this is VL phone service?
This is a little different, though.
He should have tried this before the VL and the Vamp Life stuff, and then maybe you would take it more seriously. Because I feel like this is a good lane for him to be in, because the resume is there. Like, we've said it. Like you said, he went to a different TV show. He's been directing. He wants to do movies. He had alcohol. They got clothing. Jim Jones can at least teach you how to get a check. And at the worst. At the very least, a lot of young rappers and young entertainers need to know how to stay relevant, how to get different streams of income. So I'm not mad at it. He can't be busting nobody's head, though.
Nah,
like,
don't
Jim
do that.
Jones can't come to me and be like, it's going to be a half a million for my consulting service. Nah. Like, bro, you got to slow down.
No, negative. You know, yeah.
He got the Roc Nation plug, too.
Yeah. I think it's actually not, I think it's actually a great idea, but I'm just anxious to see the execution of said idea.
True. Is it just you have a 30-minute phone call with Jones every Monday and Friday?
Like, are they going to have a process? I'm sure they thought about all this.
There's got to be a process in place.
I hope so. Now, I need Jones to have, like, a team.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was going to say, I actually, if I'm hiring Jim Jones for this, I really don't even want to talk to Jimmy. I want to talk to the people that made him succeed. I need to talk to the team.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Everybody around here, you know what I'm saying? They set up the tours and all that. I don't want nobody relaying information. I don't want to hear nothing through Jim Jones. It ain't going to honor me to talk to Jim Jones if I'm spending my money. I want to talk to the people that know.
I'm surprised that more people actually don't do this. They give a lot of free game away on Instagram.
That's true.
They give a lot of free game on documentaries and interviews and things of that nature. I saw him actually. I bet I know where he got this from. I watched an interview.
Gary Vee.
I saw him and Gary. Did you watch that?
Uh-huh.
Man, listen. Y'all YouTube that Gary Vee and Jim Jones dinner. It's them sitting in a restaurant. It's basically like being a fly on the wall of a conversation between two businessmen. It's very dope. Gary Vee might be my spirit animal. He said some of the realest shit ever on there that I resonated with.
Gary
Super
Vee.
Tough.
That's so, Nipsey. Boy, he was toe up about Nipsey.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He did a dope-ass tribute to him as well.
Yeah, Gary Vee's mastered this whole social media realm.
Oh, man, he got this.
So that's what I'm saying. I think he's getting that game from him. Uh-huh. I bet that's where it came from. And I bet more people follow suit, too.
That ain't a bad thing to do.
Let's take it back to Philly, man. Lil Uzi Vert. Hey, man, he got real fans out here. How real? Real enough to pay hackers on the Discard app. Don't ask me what the Discard app is. I'm washed. I only know like three apps.
Never heard of that.
But he got them paid to pay whoever this is on the Discard app to drop unreleased Uzi songs. All right. Now, $1,250 was raised to have the song Money Keep Coming released. One song. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that song is now available on YouTube and other apps for free now.
Right.
My question is, what if any artist would you pay a small amount, let's say $1,000, for an unreleased song and no one else has heard?
I'll pay a rack to hear that Drake response.
I'll pay two racks for that Drake response.
For the alleged Drake Pusha T response that was supposed to be the button.
Don't do that.
The nuclear button. I'll pay to hear that. I would. I would pay to hear that.
Listen, that's the first thing that jumped off to my head was the Drake Pusha T response. Man, I think Kendrick might got something out there with Drake name written on it. I wouldn't mind hearing. But it's tough, man.
Would you rather hear the Drake to Kendrick or the Kendrick to Drake?
I'm a bigger Drake fan than a Kendrick fan. It's just slightly.
I'd rather hit Drake. I mean, I guess I'd rather hit a Kendrick because I'm a big Kendrick fan. What about this? They said that Biggie had the response to Pac to hit him up.
I sure did.
They said that's there.
I'd rather hear that.
You'd rather hear that?
I'd rather hear that over everything we just named. I'm not going
to
lie.
The Biggie response to Pac, I think I would go with that.
It's time for that. Somebody released that. It's time. Time heals all wounds. Listen, it's 2019. Finna be 2020. It's safe to go ahead and put Angie Martinez done put out her little Lost Pac interview where he aired people out and shit. Yeah, it's in a book.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Her little memoir.
Gotcha.
That I didn't read. And I know M Extra got the digital copy of that. How was that Angie Martinez book, sir?
I haven't read Angie Martinez. I love Angie Martinez, but I haven't read her book.
Of course you do.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm just joking. Who would you?
She's a hip hop staple, sir.
Who would the unreleased album be that you would want to hear?
Song.
Or what song? Yeah, song.
This
song.
They paid $12.50 for a single song.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. It would have to be one of my favorites. So it has to be between like Jay, Big, Tip.
Paying $1,200 for a Tip song.
Not in 2019.
No, yeah. I don't know.
What if it's like a Luda diss or some shit?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
10 years ago, it should have to be fired. Though.
Yeah, definitely Jay.
He didn't want that ludicrous smoke back in the day, and that's my guy.
What?
He didn't want the ludicrous smoke.
What do you mean?
Like that, he never really just took him out like he was supposed to.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
That's what I mean. Go back and listen to Rap City in the Basement, that freestyle he did. He murdered him.
That's edited. That don't count.
I edited it.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
I remember that. I do remember that, though.
Keep running your teeth. I'm going to come and disturb your peace.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah.
That wasn't better than that
was
Stomp.
Was it after or before?
And Stomp was some sneak
dish
shit.
What about
the
War with God, though?
That shit fired, too.
What is it?
Luda.
Did Luda War with God, the T.I. did stuff?
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
What?
War with God?
It's on his last. Oh, that thing's on his last album.
No, that's why, because his last album was trash.
Next to last album.
It's on the next to last album. That shit was
Theater of the Mind.
Fire. No, released there.
Yeah, Theater of the Mind. It should have been thrown back into the theater.
All his albums should be thrown back.
Nah, Luda. Nah, don't do Luda like that. Yeah, Luda, don't do that.
It was overrated. He's top three overrated. Easy, and it ain't even close.
Man. I will say this, though. I'm mad I ain't got none of these Uzi songs in the hard drive. I let them go for the cheap. Y'all can get them for $500. Fuck $1,250.
For real.
Y'all can get these on sale.
Yeah, y'all can get two for $750.
Easy.
It's time to clear that hard drive. I already got the new Roc Nation shit.
What if he was behind this? What if he was a nigga hacking?
I was going to say, he's splitting that with a nigga. He's splitting that with a nigga strong.
He might just need them $1,250.
Come on with that. Because they supposed to drop two songs this week.
Drama said he was going to drop two songs. I don't know what happened.
Why Drama still trying to bird feed everybody Lil Uzi shit?
What do you mean?
If Jay came in and said, that I got this now.
Nigga, it's Drama's artist.
It's time for Drama to remove himself from the situation.
Man.
I think that's what Jay was telling him.
Nah.
Drama really bullshitting right now.
I promise you
right
Jay
now.
Didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Nah. He called him like, look, bro, you bullshit. Nigga's been waiting on this album for 3 years, dude. What are you doing? Right. And Drama like, I'll give you two songs next week. Yeah. Bro, what?
Yeah. Drama's smart.
He milking it.
Yeah,
he's building
his last chance.
He's
nigga.
Building the anticipation.
He's a businessman. He not dog. He got another artist too.
Who? Nah, I know he don't.
He ain't got no other Uzi.
I'm saying you can't say it's his last chance, man. It's a businessman.
His last chance, man. Well, I ain't gonna say that because he might do something on down the road.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't see Drama dropping no more gangster grills, bro.
Are you thinking? You mean like as him as the main person?
Period.
Nah, he's behind.
I'm
sure he'd rather be behind the scenes.
Atlanta hard. Like
Drama's from Philly.
Yeah, but you know why. I mean, the reason why is Atlanta.
Because Drama's a businessman and he has Uzi in a contract and he's doing the right thing.
Move on.
What do you mean?
Get out of here, dude. Like, you know exactly what I'm saying. If he's been bird feeding people Uzi shit for 3 years and Jay stepped in within the last 2 months and was like, look, bro. Give us the goddamn
album. We don't know
album.
The inner workings of the contract.
I can pretty
it could
much,
be a clause.
I can pretty much guess what
something.
Happened here. I can pretty much guess what happened here.
All Jay you would be
like,
doing is assuming.
Jay was like, look, bro, this hoe, you bullshit. Come on with Uzi shit.
The key word is guess what happened because you don't know what happened.
I'm speculating as a fan. That's
man,
what we do here.
Before we get to this music break, man, let's talk Kendrick and Big Sean. Now, if you remember, let's rewind. Big Sean dropped a freestyle, Me, Myself, and I. A lot of people thought he was talking about Kendrick. Well, a lost version of Kendrick's Element record was released the other day, and it contained a couple of bars aimed at Big Sean. Now, Sean has since shouted out Kendrick at the Dreamville Festival, but let's say you're a part of Big Sean's team. Are you pushing the button on the Kendrick diss?
I said it earlier this year, yes. Big Sean need this. I don't know if he want to step in the fire, if he believes that he can take this Kendrick heat, but he do need this. And it did nothing better would be for him to come out just swinging. I ain't saying he can survive it, but if he come out swinging, I think that'll put Big Sean in a whole nother conversation. And really, to be honest, he should come out swinging just because Kendrick been pump faking for so long. We done heard about the fake, almost Drake this. Now True. This is like came out, but it didn't come out. Like, come on, quit pump faking, man. Like, he had to go on and give Kendrick what he's looking for so he can go on his absolutely obliterate him off the map.
Obliterate?
Yeah, whatever that means. Listen, now I will say this, though. You're right. He's been hitting niggas with the pump fakes for a couple of years now, and that's some slaw. I will say, though, the bars were fire, though.
They were.
And
man, listen, man.
They were fire, but I don't think Big Sean – actually, I know for a fact Big Sean will never respond because of the space that he's in right now. If you've been following
the
Big
yoga
Sean
– space.
Listen, if you've been following Big Sean on IG for the past 2 or 3 weeks – he's been going through it. It's clear he's talking directly to the camera on IG. Look at me in my fucking eyes and shit. Stop doing
that,
rappers.
He ain't been shaving and shit.
I don't know what he got going on. No, he mentioned he has some mental health issues that he was going through late last year, and he's been kind of on that wave for the last couple weeks.
Is this due to his breakup? You don't know.
I don't know. He didn't say. He didn't say, but I don't think that now would be the time. First of all, somebody's petty for leaking that now. And Big Sean's in this sensitive state right now.
And he shouted Kendrick out?
He gonna jump out
at the Dreamville show, he did.
Why?
What is he shouted multiple people out.
He don't want no
out.
Smoke.
And Kendrick was just one of
he
the
He don't
names.
Want no smoke with Kung Fu Kendrick.
I wonder how old this is. Maybe they had to squash
Element.
It behind.
Element's
on. No,
damn.
No, I get that part. Okay. But I'm saying I wonder how, like, they had to squash it behind the scene or something. There's no way I'm a rapper and stuff like this keeps happening to me.
He probably heard this and did the freestyle.
That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah, maybe that's it. I hope that's it.
Well,
yeah.
Who the fuck was sitting on this damn because Lost Kendrick verse?
Because other than that, he got to snuff him when he see him, bro. For real.
Big Sean ain't.
He got to swing on this nigga, man.
Big Sean is not doing that.
Nobody. Yeah.
That'd be the shortest fight ever.
Literally. And that's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
But I think, you, first of all, you chumping Big Sean, though. I think if those two that's what I'm saying. It'd be very entertaining.
It'd go two rounds before Kendrick absolutely dog walk him out here. Yeah, he'll entertain it. Okay, give me
but that's my point.
Chuck.
Like Sean had to hear this in the past, and they had to talk about it because there's no way this slides for real.
I mean, I think it does slide with Big Sean.
No, you got him fucked up. No,
but he's just never bit nobody head off either. Now let's not act like Big Kendrick Sean ain't just either one of them.
Yeah,
not
Kendrick ain't the big
niggas.
Bad monster either. Like, what you mean?
He just cold though.
He can rap, but
he ain't the big bad monster. Yeah, I will give you that because of the pump fakes. But I don't think anybody wants to engage with that though.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The thing is, I think somebody needs to because I feel like Kendrick
ain't nobody capable.
I feel like this is the thing. See, that's what people like you think.
Listen, they're only. Two or three other names that you're going to mention with Kendrick.
For him to respond.
Yeah. So he cool with J. Cole. J. Right. Cole is probably the most capable. Yeah. I know where you were going with your Dreamville
ties. No, I wasn't going to say that.
But I think that J. Cole would be the most capable to go toe-to-toe with Kendrick.
But think about
I don't think anybody else can.
Think about last year, man. Nobody thought Aubrey was going to get smoked by Pusha T either.
If you're talking about like.
I'm not standing for any Aubrey slander, though.
Nah, but I mean, if Pusha T came to Kendrick, it'd be...
That's what I'm saying.
That's a viable opponent, but I just don't see...
You never know.
You just want to know what he would do if the spotlight was on him.
I feel like because
he was in the finals.
Because of his ability, people think, oh, you don't want to mess with Kendrick. You know, it's like somebody you heard fight, but you ain't never seen him fight.
Big bad wolf.
Okay. With the exception of Pusha T, I don't think that nobody want no smoke, though. I will give you that Pusha T. That's a good one right there. Nah.
Drake don't scorpion want that smoke.
Don't want to get smoke, man.
Fuck you, mean.
I promise you, Drake.
You cried in the car when that Pusha T did.
He did.
I fell asleep in the car.
Drake was on the ropes.
Shit put me to sleep.
Drake was on the ropes in blackface.
Nigga was like Mekhi Phifeman Paid in Full.
Speaking of put me to sleep, what you got for the music break?
That was a good segue. That was a good one. Speaking of Big Sean, our first music break is Icewear Vezo. Featuring Big Sean, the song is called Balance. Falling off, we still balance. Let it hit, yeah, I bet they feel that shit. I talk my shit, but bet that I back it. And I can't trust a fucking thing you telling me. I done been through everything except a wedding ring. Had to block my old bitch, yeah, she dead to me. Being on is my motherfucking destiny. I can't trust a fucking thing you telling me. I done been through everything except a wedding ring. Almost everybody in this bitch got felonies. I just thank my God that all these blessings fell on me. Man, fuck a father figure, I want A figures. Why you hating bitter? I'm the type to lay the play down and be great with you. I ain't stingy for real, I split up the meals like they all done said the grace with us.
We are back. That was Icewear Vezo featuring Big Sean. Of course, we only play Big Sean's verse. The song's called Balance. How you feel about that,
don't
sir?
Do him like that.
Thankfully, we only played Big Sean's verse. Vezo wasn't talking about a thing. Big Sean ripped it.
Big Sean ripped it for sure.
I mean, I like the Big Sean verse. I'll leave it at that. If I'm going to listen to Detroit rap, it ain't going to be Vezo.
I like that he used him for the hook, though.
He ain't from Detroit.
I don't know where
he is. Yeah,
he is. Yeah, he is.
He's from Detroit. Shout out my Pistons. We're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I like the record. It's a good record. About a B.
It's okay.
B minus.
It's a good record because Big Sean is on it.
Well, that doesn't make it. Michael Jordan was the Bulls were good because Michael Jordan was on the team.
Good point.
Doesn't matter.
Fair assessment, sir. Fair assessment.
Shout out Vezo, man. That'll be last time we play him.
Man, that was Animal Brown. Vezo, keep doing your thing, my nigga.
You're going to Detroit.
I'm good in the D. I'm
staying in Auburn Hills.
All right, man. Topic time, first quarter recap. We're at the first quarter mark. We're, what, about 12 weeks into the year? It's been relatively quiet.
Very
low-key.
Quiet first quarter, especially compared to last year.
That's what I'm saying. But we still got some winners. We still got some losers mixed into that. I got two. You got two. Mm-hmm. Kick me off with a – where you want to start? You want to start with a winner or a loser? Which one are you more excited and passionate to talk about?
I'll go with a winner.
Okay.
I'll go with my winner for the best album that's came out this year so far.
Oh, my God.
What?
Rapper go to the league. Let's go. Let's take it all the way there. I think 2 Chainz successfully put himself on another level. I've seen a lot more 2 Chainz than I've seen in the past. And this is not with the Pink Trap House. This is not with as much marketing, I feel like, that went into the album, other than it being the theme song for the NBA All-Star Game weekend. But I do feel like that he was very visible here. I think that he provided a great product. I'm biased because I'm a fan, but I have seen it and heard it everywhere. And I think that he was successfully able to merge into another lane to be even bigger this year and to set himself up for even bigger things, when I wasn't sure if that was going to be the case with this album, especially with him reinventing himself and maybe this being a tail end. I feel like after the album came out, it's less of a tail end of a career and more so of a catapult to doing more things because of the way that people gravitate towards 2 Chainz.
I could argue that he might be a loser in this first quarter, even though I don't have him listed as one, simply because I feel like that album came out to mixed reviews.
Okay.
And with the highly critically acclaimed last project, this was a little bit of a letdown, especially after being delayed for so long. Mm. And then people look at that whole LeBron James being an A&R thing as like just a shtick. Yeah, like people didn't really believe that.
I blame that on LeBron. I don't think 2 Chainz took no flack from that. I think that just goes to the bad year that LeBron's having. I think that since 2 Chainz, I said this when the album came out, that he really was going to please or trying to please his contemporaries. He wanted to be looked at as a lyricist, someone who could put out a body of work that could be held up there with the classics. And I think that he was able to do that. I think that he takes for granted, though, I will give you this, he takes for granted being able to capture the fans like he did with Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
Right.
I think that he felt like, I can go to this album, give y'all this rappers album, and then this spring I'm going to give y'all something different that makes you understand why I'm 2 Chainz. I do think that he got that in the bag.
Because this was borderline forgettable. If it wasn't for the record with Ariana Grande.
I was just listening to this.
Well, you're a number one fan. The rest of the world who are just, you know.
It's better than that Future, is it not?
I forgot Future came out.
See?
Nah.
Two biggest artists that came out this year.
2 Chainz album definitely grew on me, I'm not going to lie. But
it would.
But
would you consider him a winner?
As an Atlanta biased person?
Yeah, I think he. I wouldn't say it's a loss.
From Atlanta.
Yeah,
from the South Side. Of course,
it's a loss.
We ain't going to call him a winner.
Yeah. I mean. I'm not biased, though.
Of course you
Future album is still good. You flexing.
That you just.
And we can pull up your review. It says it's good.
2.5. Yeah, I have 2.5 mics. Reels, excuse me.
Man,
who
I'm going to
you
kick
have?
Mine,
who's your first winner?
I'm going to kick my winner off. It's actually, again, when we talked about this beforehand, we said it could be people, person, place, thing, whatever. I'm going to say Hip Hop Behind the Lens. It's been quiet for new music this first quarter. But, like, video content from musicians has been popping. If you look at Killer Mike's Trigger Warning that came out on Netflix, I thought that shit was fire.
It was.
He made a big wave, big dent in the culture with that. I saw him everywhere. Like, Killer Mike was everywhere about 2 weeks
right there.
Straight.
He's still on his promo run.
At what I'm saying. So, like, I thought that was super dope. I thought the Suge Knight documentary that came out on Showtime, I thought that was super dope, too. Y'all check that out. We even had announcements from 50, but the BMF actually is going to happen. The casting call went down in the A, so that's really a thing. Ice Cube confirmed that the new Friday was about to drop.
Yeah.
We even got the, and you know, if y'all been listening to the show, you know how we feel about Wu-Tang. However,
are we
we've been on here for 5.5 years talking about how what Wu-Tang means to us, which
overrated.
Is nothing. Exactly. However,
I can't wait to wear my 36 Chambers t-shirt.
No, you burn that.
Classic album.
With that being said, their documentary of Mics and Men, that again, that was just released here about a couple of weeks ago.
It came out?
No. The trailer.
Oh, I was about to say.
That shit looks fire.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
So the stories that are being told about hip-hop are fire right through this gap. And again, this isn't necessarily hip-hop, but the Beyonce documentary on Netflix looks dope.
It's an extension of hip-hop.
There we go. And then even the Teddy P and the fucking Sam Cooke.
Yeah, yeah.
So music, hip-hop, or an extension of Behind the Lens has been fired this first quarter. Not so much necessarily with music dropping, but at least we have that to fall back on. I just listed off 15 things you need to go watch right now.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Really good.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, right. Wu-Tang, legends.
I ain't gonna lie, that documentary was dope.
I like the Wu-Tang story, but the music just ain't it.
Yeah, music ain't nothing.
I mean, y'all from Nashville, man. No disrespect.
I'm from New York. I'm from Queens.
No disrespect, Nashville.
Snicker. From Decatur, nigga. You from Decatur, nigga. Don't do that.
I'm from Queens.
Yeah, I was big on East Coast hip-hop.
Yeah, I miss the Wu-Tang movement.
You was big on East Coast hip-hop.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm watching that documentary first night.
They can listen to our podcast and tell that. I'm the only one who listed Mos Def on one of those albums. Y'all didn't understand.
I cringed when you said it.
Exactly. People know what's up, man.
Give me another winner, man. What? Give me another winner for this first quarter.
I think Dreamville was a winner for the first
quarter. Yes, sir.
Excuse me, for the first quarter. Dreamville had their Dreamville Fest this last weekend.
Yep.
And we used to the forefront, or excuse me, we used to J. Cole being the front man, and that's the person that you see. I feel like that he's did a successful job in spreading the wings and putting everybody out there. We had the XXL cover. We had the Dreamville, like, tour. J.I.D. had been making moves. I feel like the Dreamville has been everywhere, and you're starting to reference them like you reference TDE. It ain't just about J. Cole anymore. It's about the young guys that he got coming up. It's about him transferring to an executive, and I feel like the people respect J. Cole's business game, and we want to see can he come through, and I feel like that he's off to a great start. The whole Dreamville sessions down here in Atlanta, right. Incorporate more people with Dreamville. We've been dying to see J. Cole reach out, work with other people, how he is in other spaces. The Middle Child single came out, fire, working with different producers. This is everything that we have been begging for. They said him and T. Nasty have several other things in the vote.
T-Minus.
Whatever. They have several other songs in the vote, so he's really stepping out there this year and doing what we wanted J. Cole to do, and he's bringing Dreamville along with him, with the exception of changing his clothes.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness.
I agree 1,000%.
I'm sliding there, didn't
it? And actually, one of my winners I had was J. Cole himself. Mm. For not only, like you said, getting Dreamville out there more prominently, like Double XL cover, festival, all of that stuff that you named, even kicking the year off with the buzz that he had surrounding. He ran that week. Dreamville ran that week that they were in the A for the studio sessions, because 100%. We wanted to know who they were in the yo with, who they were working in, what the fuck is this they got going on. The invitations were dope. All of that was fire. But I say J. Cole specifically because, two, he's been on that record with 21. I know that came out in 2018 late, but it's been playing like it just came out yesterday.
Fire.
That still gets clocked. That's probably one of the hardest verses on the radio right now. Then The Middle Child came out, and where people might have thought it wasn't all of that at first, it has grown legs.
Tremendous.
He played it at the halftime show at the All-Star Game.
The visual helped it out,
too.
That helped a lot.
The video was fire.
Definitely helped.
That definitely helped it out, and it's grown on a lot of people. So J. Cole has found a dope way to be super relevant without being in your face and extending himself too thin. He's finding that right balance of doing that. So I have to give him props for that. He said he was going to run this year. We're supposed to get the Fall Off a little bit later this year, and we're supposed to get that Dreamville compilation. So to be in the news like this with no project, smart play by J. Cole. He's doing exactly what you're supposed to do as an
100%.
Exec.
100%. I think he's growing into that role that we want him to grow into.
Absolutely. You got what winners you got in Mixture?
Definitely had Dreamville, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a J.I.D. and Black album coming.
I saw that.
Yeah.
We call him Six Black on here, though.
Yeah, Six Black.
It's Black. Y'all don't know any better, but
Six Black.
It's Black. Shout out to Zone Six. So, yeah, definitely Dreamville and J. Cole. I kind of piggyback off what you were saying.
For sure.
But I think in a different atmosphere as far as the internet and blog-wise goes, and music, podcasts and rap blogs and things like that, I think they've been doing great.
Content
has been great for this first part of the year.
Especially on the TV podcast. Yeah.
Yes. As content connoisseurs,
number one.
Say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, number one with content.
Who's your number one loser so far in this first quarter?
We spoke to this a little bit earlier, and I want to double down on it just so if anyone was confused. Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Kodak Black should be off the album that came out at the end of last year, the success that he's had, and being on the road, probably as popular as he's ever been. But he can't keep his foot out of his fucking mouth. And I feel like that he's screaming for help, like I said earlier, and just doesn't know how to do it. He don't know how to approach older people that he respects to get the information that he needs to be an even bigger star. I think that he's letting a lot of his fans down by the stuff that he's saying because it's turning them off of him. And it's hard to like someone who continuously does the idiotic shit that he does.
It's tough.
Like, it's very hard, even if the music is good, especially for people that are older than him, people of our age or something of that nature. We look look at it and be like, he's too ignorant. Even if the music is good, I don't want to hear it just because he's so dumb. So I feel like that someone needs to take him under his, take him to have conversations with him, build trust with him. I feel like someone has to have a relationship with him where they don't want anything. The problem with the Master P relationship was, as much game as Master P gonna give you, and I'm not saying that he's wrong for this because he's a businessman, he gonna want something back eventually.
Right.
And I don't think that sits right with Kodak Black. He looking at it like, why can't you just help me out off the strength of being big bro? It don't happen like that in business. And somebody need to walk down that road with him and explain that to him and explain why that's okay. Because you're gonna have to conduct yourself in this manner. You're gonna have to conduct business like this later on if you're fortunate enough to be in this game. So I feel like he's really letting himself down, the people around him down, and his fans down by just being idiotic throughout the whole first quarter of 2019.
Yeah, because the problem is you can drop a record that everybody likes, the Dying to Live record. People were fucking with that. But then you drop that once. You have one release date for that. You're on IG every week saying something stupid. That stuff starts to last longer and live longer than your music is, and that's a problem, especially for a guy who's had a steady stream of hot records for a couple of years now. Like, it's easy to be a fan of him musically. His first album, The Painting Pictures, or whatever the fuck it was called, that was a nice album. You know what I'm saying? Just to be honest, and then The Dying to Live was cool. He's featured on a couple of people's joints that was hot, even when his underground shit before he grew his hair. He had some hot records on that shit. Cardi B made a hit off of his flow. So, like, he's got potential. But it makes you conflicted as a fan to want to fuck with him because he's constantly doing shit. He's taking a step forward with the music and then three steps back with IG Live. Somebody needs to just come off IG.
Yeah, he need a friend to be like, nah, bro, we ain't going live today. As a matter of fact, we ain't going live this week. We ain't going live this month.
Matter of fact, give me your phone.
Right, like, we ain't going live. Yeah. Like,
whoever his manager and the people around him, they are fucking terrible.
Yeah. I know they probably going through it. They probably ain't got no help.
Y'all are terrible. Y'all need a PR or something. Y'all are terrible.
Well, I mean, And I think that one thing that we can't overlook here, when you're the breadwinner, is he probably is of his clique, who's going to be there? Who do he respect enough to be like, no?
But if you have a manager, it doesn't, you manage.
I'm still paying him.
No, it doesn't
matter. You need somebody around you that you respect enough to listen to a no.
Exactly. A good manager will do that.
If he's not respecting P,
should do that.
Yeah, that's why I said a good manager.
If he ain't respecting P and he's smacking sticky fingers, like, I think, I don't even know. Like, I guess what I'm saying to you is.
He ain't smacking no sticky fingers either. That's
allegedly.
Come on, man. You see how small Kodak Black is?
Sticky fingers ain't no big dude, man. Right, and I don't want no problems. He ain't finna come up here press me like he did Charlamagne. But what I'm saying is, I just think that.
That was Fredro.
Oh, yeah, that is the hell, nice show. Didn't smack him. That's the dude that was on.
Yeah, okay, man, there's no way,
you're
bro.
Right. You're absolutely right. I forgot what I was saying.
Kodak Black is a loser. Clarity.
Yeah, Kodak Black is a loser. Yeah. But with that being said, I feel like there needs to be someone in his camp that he respects. I don't know if a manager holds enough position. Outside, inside, somebody needs to speak to him and be like, look, bro, this shit finna go off the rails if you don't bring it back a little bit.
Don't hold your breath. One of my losers, man, for this first quarter, and I hate to say it because this is my guy, but I got to say Rick Ross. It's inexcusable that he has not dropped that Port of Miami.
Niggas finally seeing the light.
No.
What? Niggas is finally seeing
that
light.
That makes him a loser because he ain't dropping
yet? Pump your brakes. He has had that coming soon for the past 18 months. He's been teasing with records. He's been saying, he had DJ Khaled tweeting about it. He had Justice League tweeting about it. It's coming soon. They had a little artwork, all of that shit. We haven't heard a peep, not a street single, not a radio single. Ross does this. He makes records in his sleep. I know this shit is fire. I saw him preview a song that he had Nipsey on. Mm. It sounded fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's done.
Listen, the same way Nipsey dropped his project first quarter last year and owned the entire first quarter, you could do the same thing. It's too much real estate not to be dropping a project that you're sitting on and I know it's fire.
Business is quiet.
That's what it's stupid quiet, dude. Ooh. Yeah, like, this would have been the perfect time to drop that shit. Now the big dog's finna come summertime. You finna get lost in the shuffle. You gonna be sandwiched in between four niggas that drop before you, three niggas drop on the same day you do, and two more drop the week after. Man, you gonna get lost in the sauce.
Do you guys,
first quarter should have been the move.
Do you guys have any speculation as to why we haven't seen it? Because you say, I feel like we know the music is Rick Ross. It's good.
He know
so
what to do.
What do y'all think the problem is?
I just think they want to perfect the rollout. For the album. Mm. I mean, I think it's think about certain albums that we like, they have taken, classics have taken time.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. So I think they want to just get everything right because this might be let's keep it real. This might be Ross's last go round. So I think they want to make it just right. And I'm not mad at it. I can wait for that. Because I know it's coming this year. Okay. So I can wait.
He said that last year.
But you're right. I mean, we know Cole, Drake, all of them coming.
He better, that's Kanye, what I'm saying.
He come before that.
Kanye coming.
Now, I ain't taking nothing away from Ross musically because he can hang with Cole and Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
But the wave that come with Drake, the wave that's going to come with Cole.
They're going to eat the whole summer.
That's going to wash over a Ross album other than the real diehard fans. Yeah. And I do agree with you. I've been saying it for a while. I was wrong, but I do feel like it's coming to fruition. Now, Rick Ross' career is on a decline. Mm-hmm. And this very well may be his last chance to have a big major album before he get to the Scarface route and just like dropping stuff for his fans.
This may be the last one.
So I can kind of understand what you're saying, and I kind of understand what you're saying, but he is losing right now. Rose got to set a standard for this year, I feel like. Nipsey Hussle set the standard for last year with Victory Lap. Rick Ross can do that.
He could have dropped in February and ate off of that. For about three more months because it's quiet right now.
Yeah.
He dropped the ball with that. Give me who's your second loser? Who took an L early 19?
My second loser is all the old people responding on IG. Jay Prince, T.I., The Game.
Why they got to be old?
I mean, because they're older than the platform is intended for them to have beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, if T.I. on there, I want to hear stuff about your kids and how you're like, I want to hear good motivational shit from Jay Prince and T.I. I don't want you going back and forth with Kodak Black. I don't want you trying to address people and telling people that you need them to get the chain back for one of your artists if you're Jay Prince. I feel like the elder statesmen in hip-hop have gotten to a point where they feel like they have to communicate with the younger crowd on their level, and that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes you just got to let that crowd be that crowd, and they'll come to you if you're putting out stuff dope enough for them to hear it. Otherwise, you need to stop shooting that way, because there's nothing that Jay Prince, I feel like, can accomplish on IG when he's talking about getting a chain back for one of his artists. There's nothing I feel like the T.I. can accomplish as to where he's held in the same regard by a Kodak Black if he's addressing him on IG. And Game is just, I mean, he's Game. He gonna go to IG because that's how he got his start with the whole stripper and thing. So he liked the attention that it brings. But I do think that communicating that way for elder statesmen in hip hop is an incorrect move, and it waters down what they have to say, and it's not the correct format for them to be addressing some of the things that they address.
I would say all of those people you name, with the exception of Jay Prince, who just now started to get on social media, have all been present on social media for the last several years. Like, you've got Snoop, you've got Game,
but you grow out of it.
You've got T.I. They have all embraced that medium. If none of them were on social media, we would be on here like, why the fuck aren't y'all on social media embracing y'all, you know, technology and where the game is going?
You weren't listening to what I said. I said embracing it the way that they are. That means engaging with Kodak Black or going on there to tell people that you slept with Kanye West's wife or trying to get a chain back. It's perfectly fine. I love to see Jay Prince on IG telling me about his book or giving me stories that pertain to what he has going on. I love to hear T.I. on there when he's telling me about things that happen to do with trap music 15th anniversary, or he's talking about his kids and he joking with King, and I love to see that type of stuff from them, those personalities. I feel like that's what they should be on IG for. I do not want to see T.I. beefing with anyone on Instagram. I rarely want to hear him beefing on a song with somebody at this age, so I damn sure don't want to see his face on there addressing nobody and telling them what they need to do and what they don't need to do.
He's too entertaining. I got to see
that.
I need that.
He's too funny. I'm not here to laugh at you.
Nah, he's too funny. I'm not going to lie. He's too good at it. My second loser is New York hip-hop fans. If you think about it, this first quarter, there's been zero heat coming out of New York. Zero. You can't name me one New York artist that did anything of prominence musically in this first quarter. The biggest song to come out of New York this year has been Papoose freestyling about Taco Bell and Fortune 500 companies, dude. That's the hottest thing that's come out of New York, dude.
Hey, Boogie ain't got no
song. Papoose rapping about T-Mobile and fucking Taco Bell, dude. That was the hottest thing to come out of New York. Like, that's a problem. Like, the popping person last year was Tekashi, and he's singing now. He don't even rap no more. He's singing. He's in the Bing, and he's singing like Patti LaBelle right now. So until he gets out, it is quiet, dude. Like, what's up with Griselda? They're supposed to kick the door down of 2019. Conway just finally
dropped something.
Yeah, he just dropped the tape last week. That's the first release all year, and it didn't make no noise because nobody was thinking about music other than Nipsey. Everybody was listening to Nipsey tapes all weekend. So you drop this weekend? Like, nah, bro. You should have pushed that shit back like the whole rest of the rap world did. So it's going to get skipped and washed over. Like, New York hip-hop is stupid quiet right now, and I don't even know who's coming to save it, honestly.
Where y'all get back at? With Dave East.
Who? That's what I'm saying.
Where they at?
Where's Fab? Where's any of these niggas at, dude?
Fab?
Hey, don't do Fab like that. He's
OG. Fab?
Don't do Fab like that.
Fab's OG. Get out of here.
He's an OG.
Yeah, don't do him any kind of way. Yeah. That soul tape Fab. 4 drop today, you'd be the first nigga to listen to it.
I would bang that soul tape 4, but exactly. I just get tired of people mentioning Fab with the elites of New York hip hop. Like, dude, last album was in 2014.
What's that mean? A minute.
Who else is 5 years ago?
But who else is in the elite of New York hip hop?
He not.
It's quiet.
Not right now.
But who else is?
Man, listen. Cardi, that's it.
Cardi, A Boogie.
Stop.
Griselda.
You can stop right there. Come on,
man. Y'all telling me A Boogie not elite New York hip hop?
Over Fabulous?
I mean,
wait, hold on. What generation are we talking about?
We're not talking about y'all's preference. We're talking about who's the bigger artist right now.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
Boogie. Fair. Oh, okay, yeah. A Boogie's bigger than Fab.
He not elite, though.
I don't know.
He elite for, this generation.
He ain't leading the boroughs.
What we talking about? New York. Oh, okay, okay, we talking about New York.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fab probably more nationally known.
But that lets you know how quiet it is right now for New York rap.
Yeah, if I
got to
get
the
A Boogie and we on number three. I get what y'all saying. I'm just telling y'all who's hot.
You mentioned Young and May and A Boogie. That should tell you what's going on.
Okay, who the hottest three rappers in New York right now?
Nobody. Cardi,
somebody. So it's Cardi, Dave East, and...
No, it's Cardi. Cardi.
If you
that's
had
it.
To name two other people,
wow, that's
crickets, bro.
It is tough. I don't even.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. That's like I don't know what's going on, but like y'all, like somebody let me know. I know we got listeners up top. Who are we missing? Maybe it just ain't reached us yet. Mm. Let us know who's popping coming out of NY. Yeah. It has not hit south of the Mason-Dixon line yet because we haven't heard it.
It's not popping.
Yeah, because everything they're playing in the club is. Not New York music.
That's what I'm. So
where is it from? Where's the music from? Let us know, Dwayne. Let us know where the music come from. Atlanta. Oh wow.
Duh. It's been that way for quite some time.
You got any losers, man, for this first quarter, Dwayne? What you got?
Yeah, I have one loser and one loser only, and it's the culture as a whole because of Nipsey's demise.
Of course,
we were robbed. Yeah, robbed. So, of Nipsey. That's one thing that I wanted to say about you since you bring that up. And what people do when you're talking about cancel culture, people like, get Kodak out of here. Niggas like Kodak turn into niggas like Eric Holder if they're not addressed early on before they're told if they're not told to leave, if they're not told to, like, if they're not explained to how they should conduct themselves, that's what you turn into. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
We ain't got time for that.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah. That's no good. But yeah, so that's my, you know.
Yeah, big loser.
That's
clearly.
A big loser.
Let's get to this music break. What we got? Speaking of the West Coast, what we got?
Yeah, speaking of the West Coast, this is a bop. For those who don't know what a bop is, straight from the West Side. This song is great, except for Blueface verse. He's terrible.
For Blueface?
He's a terrible rapper.
Who else on there?
This is G-Eazy featuring Blueface, All Black, and YG. Shout out to the West Coast.
Hey, oh, you can't imagine the way that this cash feeling. Don't know what's harder, the first or the last million. My last album took care of my grandchildren. You try to win, crack your head on the glass ceiling. What it is, sick what it is. The way this money look, I be signing Sony for years. Microdosing shrooms and I might just go pop at this. They see that black Rory, they know that it's one of his. Oh, realest in the room. Could fill a pool with all the alcohol that I consume. I'm coming this summer, yeah, it's safe to assume. I'm finna clean up using Golden State's broom. West Coast, real town business. Puma check just got clear. Merry Christmas. More sales, you catching more L's. I drove here in a scraper playing this on 412s.
We are back. That was G-Eazy featuring 10 other people from the West Coast. The joint is called West Coast. How you feel about the song?
I'm all the way out of there on Blueface. I'm out. That was one of my guys at the beginning of the year. I'm out. don't bring Blueface
up to me. That was one of your picks, wasn't it?
I'm out. I'm selling. You can buy for the cheap. Yeah. It's like billions. It's a fire sale. I'm out on Blueface, dude.
Quick, listen, Universals.
Yeah, I'm out.
Y'all won't do this to us. Stop forcing this nigga down.
Yeah, I'm out of there on Blueface.
Yeah, nah, I'm not going to lie. That record kind of tough, though. A couple of cats on here, and obviously we didn't play the whole damn song. It's too many people, but a couple of cats on here were jacked. Like, Blueface jacked it. I don't know who the all all black dude is. But he had that same kind of herky jerky, hyphy, offbeat, off kilter style. I can't really get jiggy with that shit. But the record is hot though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Y'all know I don't fuck with
it's
G-Eazy.
A West Coast.
Jeezy overrated to me.
I mean, I like Young Gerald. Shout out to my boy J Ho. I just like it's a, it give me a West Coast vibe. Like I spend time in the Bay, and like this makes you want to. You know what I'm saying? This is a straight California record.
No, I'm not mad at this. I'm gonna be real. I'm not mad at the song. G Eazy, it gives me, like I said this before on the show. He's like when you walk into Walgreens and somebody's doing a cover of Beyonce to the Left,
what?
But they can sing, and you're like, oh, okay, they can sing, but it's not Beyonce. Like it's not the same. There's no soul in it.
That's your example.
Like, G-Eazy is the cover person like that gets played rap in Walgreens when you walk in.
Oh man, no, don't do that, Young Gerald. Don't do that.
I seen him on Noisy, man. He just rubbed me the wrong way. He was like, he was on Vice, and
he seemed like a cool
interview
cat.
I mean, he seemed like he was
real cool.
He seemed like he was trying a little bit too hard.
I ain't get
to
that.
Me. I think you're trying a little
this
too hard
to
find faults.
Sir. This is to me.
You might be reaching a little too hard.
Yeah, for real.
He just seemed like he's trying
can rap,
a little
man
too hard. He can't. Yeah, it's cool. I ain't like the song though. Yeah, I'm out of it on Blueface.
No, he do good.
All the way out of it on Blueface.
He make a good cover band. All right, man. Before we get out of here, man. Question of the week: Puff P Diddy. He is rebranding his Revolt Music Conference. So now I guess we won't be hitting that this year.
Womp womp.
He is rebranding it as a hip hop summit. Hmm. Okay, now this will be a multi-day event held in Atlanta and L.A., two separate weekends, not at the same damn time. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal that he scrapped the music conference and now has a hip-hop summit?
Thanks for listening, Puff. Stole my Brock Nation brunch idea. This is exactly what I was talking about. I think it's a great idea, especially if he's going to be one of the keynote speakers and addressing it. Sort of like the vein of Revolt, but making it more so as a call to action. Plans put in place, panels to give you information, just things that you're able to do. Enjoy the water. Things that you're able to do and forward yourself in the hip-hop game if you're trying to be in it and make money from it, or if you're just trying to learn and know more about the culture. I feel like that he should be able to cover a lot of ground. Thank you for stealing my idea, Puff. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that actually sounds a lot like the Revolt Music Conference, which you just described.
Yeah.
This is the same shit. nice try. Try to repackage it, change the cities. No, this won't be a big deal until Puff hits me up. Because right now, he is bullshitting with Revolt, period. Like, I don't even know if they got HD channels yet on Revolt. Do they have HD yet? Because it's not on my shit.
All I know is they got Breakfast Club and they got Nora.
All I know is they bullshitting with themselves. And he needs to call me, Puff, hit my line. I can change Revolt overnight. What? This hip-hop summit, 20,000 for tickets, all this bullshit. Bro, stop
is that
shit.
Much tickets
cost? Nah, but they were busting heads for the
Revolt tickets is like that.
The Revolt Music Conference, they were busting heads. Yeah. And, like, name one person that popped from RMC, dude. You can't.
I thought, Bryson Tiller came from down there.
He did get discovered down there. Yeah. Where's he at though? Even though he did take off.
But
all right, name two niggas from the RMC that took. Nah, go ahead.
I want to know how this is going to be different because actually this is not an original idea at all. This is Russell Simmons.
Did Def Jam?
Russell Simmons did this in 2001. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder. I'm sorry.
I said he stole it from me then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, all I was saying, all I
are
mean
you
is
16,
for this
17, 2000. But I'm just saying. So yeah, so he did the same thing. I believe it was in Detroit, and I remember because this is when Kwame Kilpatrick was running for mayor. So this is what happened.
My guy.
So yeah, I'm interested in seeing how Puff will make it different than how Russell did.
I think it's something that's needed, though. I think that there really needs to be the summit, and there needs to be an initiative that comes from, and I
right.
think that it needs to be a marquee event for big names in hip-hop each year, just in order to keep continuing to move the culture forward, continuing to have conversations that are prevalent to people, and just able to make more money, more decisions that are inter-based as opposed to other people making decisions for the culture.
Somebody from Revolt called me immediately. This ship is sinking.
Numbers
I don't.
At the bottom of the screen.
I do not want that ship to sink. It's too important. I think y'all can do big things with that shit. This ain't it though. This ain't it. Y'all need to lock down the TV network first. Get that shit popping before y'all start.
Don't
doing
we have a couple of shows? Isn't
this shit trash?
Isn't the State of the Culture on Revolt?
Who?
I thought that was on YouTube.
I ain't never heard of this shit.
Yeah, it is. That Breakfast Club and Brilliant Idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I mean, not Brilliant Idiots. Drink Champs.
I'm sleep on all three.
I love Drink
Champs. Drink Champs is big as fuck. You still look at Drink?
See?
I saw when it first started.
Oh, okay. That's the biggest podcast fall off.
Probably. I did kind of fall off, yeah.
Kinda.
Shit wasn't good to begin with.
That's hating.
Well, did I not say that though? Was I not the first nigga like this shit really ain't that good?
You can't be like, oh, it's not good when it's good, and then eventually it ain't good, and be like, oh, I told you.
But I think it's all good for the culture. Everybody has a different outlet.
It was good at the beginning.
Everyone has their different outlets. People like what they like. That's true. I always say. I keep doing your thing.
That's true.
Call me Puff.
Puff, holler at us.
On Decker of the Week, I want this to go to everyone, all the responses that we got from last week's episode.
Damn, you stole that from me.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out my guy, Big Jeff. Shout out all the YouTube comments, Mission Works Printing, Chaz Levi. Shout out to the DMs I got on Twitter. Shout out to the texts I got. We appreciate everybody listening. For real. And that was a tough episode, but we appreciate y'all
It was a tough episode, and I got a lot of responses, too, a lot of texts. Shout out to Daniel. Shout out to Dustin at Beard Organic. Shout out to all the people that reached out and said they appreciated the episode.
Yeah.
More so than anything, they found somewhere where they could go and listen to a conversation about Nipsey that wasn't too over the top. That didn't make them too sad. Just gave them what they were looking for. So we appreciate y'all showing the gratitude that you guys showed and telling us that we did a good job with it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciated all of it. I got the same. It was great. We had to get through it, but it was great content.
Shout out your guy Bird and Weezy. Both of them told me when we was at the Slim and Husky. Yeah. Shout out those guys, Bird and Weezy. Shout out Demo from Slim and Huskies. He told me that he listened to it. It was pretty good. So appreciate y'all guys.
Absolutely. New music and make sure what we got.
We have my man Anderson .Paak coming out. Anderson .Paak, Anderson .Paak. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Anderson Skip.
Ventura's coming out. Really looking forward to this album. As you may know or not know, I'm a fan, big fan of Anderson .Paak. So I'm looking forward to that.
Nate Dogg is on there, right?
Nate Dogg?
Yeah.
Is on the album?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't privy to that information.
They got some interesting features on there.
Smokey Robinson on there.
Yeah.
See?
That's all, fire. How could you hate on a Smokey Robinson record?
That's a fact.
Yeah. It's a legend in itself. Pete Rock has an album coming out called The Return of SP 1200.
You see why Rick Ross should have dropped when I said he should have dropped? We're listening to Pete Rock now?
I ain't checking for that Pete Rock. You can't. Ain't gonna lie to you.
We won't disrespect legends. He's a legend.
I'm just not checking for that.
And y'all might, since y'all don't like legends, y'all might like this. Riff Raff is coming out with.
Oh my God.
Pink Python.
That's
pause.
His guy. Riff Raff, your guy.
But out of all three of those, Anderson .Paak for sure for me. I'm definitely playing that.
Y'all go to the rap chat, man. Check us out, man. We appreciate y'all joining us on Facebook, the conversation. Let us know about the New York rappers. You said they were dead.
No, we I said it's know. Quiet. Okay. In its first
we
quarter.
Say, we didn't say anything cracking. Was dead.
We want to know, is it cracking up there? Also, Free Lil Boosie. He got jammed up.
Yeah. Shout out to 300. Shout out to them 300 albums he sold.
Yeah.
Shout out to those 300 people who bought that.
And he was
Boosie.
Mad.
Y'all rappers gonna learn about coming to Atlanta trying to live on the outskirts. It ain't Atlanta. The outskirts is not Atlanta.
Where he get? Wait, was
Coweta
County.
County? They'll hang your black ass out.
Ouch.
Be careful.
He gonna get probation. He get probation.
Man, do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast and hit that subscribe button. That's right there. We'd appreciate that. And after you're done, go to iTunes. Leave a comment, rate, and subscribe. We would appreciate that also. What you got on deck for the weekend, sir?
I'm going to the Braves and the Mets game.
Oh, wow. I'm from Queens. I'm going to pull up.
You going alone? Or
I'm pulling up.
It don't matter. You can meet me there. Battery.
That's you going good, for real?
That's a good rivalry game.
I'm going to see that. I don't know which night DeGrom pitching, Friday or Saturday, but I want to see it.
Now, y'all act like y'all know pitchers and shit.
I watch baseball.
Yeah, we watch sports, man. Sports. Everything sports.
What you got on deck, man?
Apparently the Braves game. Do it. Do that. Got to finish my taxes this weekend. For sure.
You couldn't.
And, keep playing with Uncle Sam.
I'm not in a hurry when you owe money, so they ain't going to give a damn.
You still got to be in by the 15th, whether you owe.
Said this weekend. Okay. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, my man already got it. Shout out to Linwood, my accountant. We got that.
Shout out to Linwood.
My accountant, ladies and gentlemen.
Bougie meter rises, dude.
I'm slow motion this weekend. I might hit the music, the movies at Pet Cemetery out. Anybody, y'all hear anything about that Pet Cemetery?
Oh, I do want to see that. Y'all not this weekend that? Though. But I
like the dude that's the lead actor. You know, I like. Yeah.
I might fuck with that. I might fuck with that Shazam.
I ain't fucking with no
Steve. Hollywood run out of ideas, man. They're remaking Pet Cemetery.
So I might fuck with that Shazam
for free.
Shazam.
Yeah, what's wrong? It's comic book shit, man. What are y'all doing?
That's
a comic book.
Game of Thrones come out this weekend. That's all that matters. We're 5 days away. Winter is coming.
Definitely doing that on Sunday.
We out.
Kill me.
Don't call me after 8 on Sunday.
Winter is coming.
Yeah.
That shit trash, man. Yeah. Y'all be easy on Deck TV Podcast.
What?
We appreciate y'all listening.
Want to see Shazam, but don't want to watch
exactly.
Game
what
of Thrones.
The hell?
We out. Yeah, Shazam.
And we're out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.